Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Warwick Quinn. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this meeting of Council. I will quickly introduce the members of Council's Executive Management Team first. Mr. Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering. Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment. Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services, and Greg Cleave, Acting Director of Community Services. I will now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff, Jim Griver Christopoulos, and Councillor Michelle Kleinart. Koonung Ward, Councillors Dot Haynes and Councillor Stephen O'Brien. Mullum Mullum Ward, Councillors Meg Downey and Councillor Sophie Galbally. Would you please stand for His Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Paul McLeish.
Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Melbourne, Manningham. I welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by the people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. Ladies and gentlemen, all council meetings are controlled by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and a seconder of a motion on the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. The first opportunity is verbal question time. This allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. The second opportunity is a written question time. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and these can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item two, apologies for absence and granting of leave of absence. Are there any apologies for tonight's meeting, Mr. CEO?
Mr. Mayor, there are no apologies for this meeting.
Thank you. Item three, prior notification of conflicts of interest. Are there any notifications of conflict of interest?
Mr. Mayor, there are no notifications of conflict of interest.
Thank you. Item four, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on 31st of May 2016 and the confidential meeting of council held on 31st of May 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downey.
I'd like to move it with an amendment. At our last council meeting, the discussion on Shaw Street, I asked that there would be an alteration to the report to reflect, because not many people attended our submitters meeting on that, that it be reflected that Alfred Tenso would have been there, except that he was ill. And he was very passionate about it, and he must have been very ill not to be there, and that was my request, so I'd like that to go in.
Thank you, the Councillor. That will be added. If you could just read the motion.
Okay, and I'd like to add that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on the 31st of May 2016 and the confidential meeting of Council held on the 31st of May 2016 be confirmed.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griver Christopoulos. Do you wish to speak to the motion?
No.
Councillor Griver Christopoulos. Thank you. Speakers against? I'll put the motion. Those four against? Carried. Item five, verbal questions from the public.
Mr. Mayor, there are no questions registered.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 6, presentations.
Mr. Mayor, there are no presentations for this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 7, petitions. 7.1, petition, car parking in King Street, Coonung and Heidi Ward. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the petition received from 35 residents of King Street concerned about the condition of King Street not allowing residents to park their vehicles safely and legally on the street and requesting Council to permit an exemption for parking on King Street and the Nature Strip until the road has been developed to include safe parking alternatives be received and referred to the appropriate officer for consideration.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor?
No.
Thank you. No. Any speakers against? I'll put the motion, those four. Against? Carried. Item 8, admission of urgent business.
Mr. Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 9, planning permit applications.
Mr. Mayor, there are no planning permit applications.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 10, planning and environment. 10.1. Amendment C111-4383 to 395 Manningham Road, Doncaster, proposal to rezone land, consideration of submissions. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder?
I second.
Thank you, Councillor Galbally. Councillor O'Brien.
Mayor, just a quick one. I'm sure councillors have read their papers in relation to this. This is a potential rezoning of land next to the MCA along Manningham Road going from the public use zone 3, health and community, to the resi growth zone schedule 2, and we're applying a development and design overlay schedule 8 onto this particular parcel of land. Mr. Mayor and councillors, it in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Environment Act and following the procedures that we have undertaken, we have advertised this for 6 weeks, and we received a total of 6 submissions, one a week. 5 were from residents, and 1 was from Vic Roads. One from Vic Roads, not having any concerns regarding the rezoning, but obviously pointing out some issues that Vic Roads would like us to address. So we are now recommending procedurally this now goes to a panel and we get Panels Victoria involved in the discussion of those objections and obviously stating our position very clearly how we would like that land rezoned. Councillors, this is a mere formality and a procedure. I ask you to follow the recommendations of the councillor report.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Galbally.
No,
thank you. Is there any speakers against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Item 11, Assets and Engineering, 11.1, Chippewa Avenue, Donvale, petition regarding parking concerns. Do I have a mover?
Councillor I move that the recommendation be...
Councillor Downey. I apologise. Councillor Downey.
Let's start again. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor Downey.
Chippewa Street is a street that is well known to me. It's a road that I use on a regular basis. I am aware of the parking issues in the street, and I'm really pleased that the officers have looked at the issues raised by the residents. I have spoken to the chief petitioner about this, and he's fairly comfortable with it. And whilst I would have liked it to be extended a little bit further, I understand that if there is a need, that can be done in the future. So I'm very happy to move this motion and thank the officers for their support.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Galbally.
Nothing.
Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. 11.2, King Street Special Charge Scheme Initiation. Do I have a mover?
I move that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the King Street Reference Panel and the community have been advocating for more than 10 years for the state government to upgrade this road to modern day standards. And in order to facilitate this construction, Council has now reached an agreement with Vic Roads to swap the eastern section of the King Street for a section of Blackburn Road. It's expected that the road will become under care and management of Council by the end of 2016. This road is currently ranked as the highest priority for construction in the Council's Link Road Strategy 2014, and it will provide significant community benefits. The improvements and streetscape works will enhance the operation of the road, improving traffic, pedestrian and cyclist safety, as well as residential amenity. Under Council's contribution policy, projects policy, the Council will fund the costs associated with the upgrading of King Street. The vehicles crossings are not presently constructed, and 25% of the cost of the footpath and the south side of the street. Councillors, it's estimated that the project will cost approximately $6.75 million, with only $371,000 of that to be recovered from abutting owners through the proposed special charge. So therefore, Council will fund 94% of the project cost. This is a generous policy position Manningham Council has taken, and it's compared, which is compared to other municipalities in what they do. I also note that the councils will work with the community to finalise the provisions of parking bays along King Street. The construction of the parking bays, should that be required by individual property owners, will further increase the owners' contributions. King Councillors, the individual property owners, approximately between 1,500 and 4,500 per property, excluding the parking bays, and contributors will have the option of paying the contributions by quarterly instalments over 10 years. Whilst this is only the first step in a formal special process, which will provide further opportunities for the community to input and submissions, the King Street Reference Panel will work with officers through this process. So I urge my fellow councillors to support the motion before you and to authorise the officers to prepare a special charge scheme in order to realise the benefits of constructing King Street in partnership with our community.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I haven't too much more to add from my fellow councillor and his great report, but I will add that those of us that have been around King Street for a long time, and it's been more than 10 years, I know people that bought the land and built their houses, have been wanting this for a long time. And parking on King Street, as we've seen through the tabled petition and a number of other avenues, has been very, very difficult for the residents, and it's getting further and further exacerbated by more people using that road. And the road swap with Vic Roads has taken extra long and been a very difficult task, and I'm just really glad that it's got to this point. And I know that the special charges scheme to have people have their special parking bays and the other extra benefit and amenity that they're going to get is definitely gratefully appreciated, that the work that the officers have done, and especially Roger Woodlock with this and our lead team. And I'm looking forward to the day that, though we've still got a long way to go, I'm looking forward to the day that this team really does be able to put this road, and being at that King Street panel and watching what is going to be occurring, I'm really looking forward to the day that we break the ground and put the new roads in. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Those against? Carried. Item 12, Community Programs. 12.1, Community Grants Program 2016-2017. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gough. Councillor O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Mr. Mayor and councillors, the Community Council's Community Grant Program provides funding for non-profit organisations and community groups to deliver activities that enrich and support Manningham community. Councillors, the overall budget allocation for the 2016-2017 Community Grant Program is $1.6 million, which includes the allocation of $1.3 million for community partnerships, $120,000 allocated to community development, $110,000 allocated to arts and culture. Councillors, in February, community groups and organisations were invited to submit funding applications for the 2016-2017 Community Development and Arts and Culture Program. Once again, it was a very competitive grants process, as it always is, and been consistent with the previous years. The grant program was oversubscribed, receiving a total of 33 grant applications, which equated to a total funding of $379,000. Councillors, all applications were assessed against the strict criteria by the Community Grants Program guidelines, scored and assessed by a panel. A total of 27 applications are recommended to Council for funding, totalling $229,795 and contributing towards the overall project investment project of a tad over $700,000. Councillors, I should note that an additional $100,000 is allocated to the small business grants category for the applications received in the September 2016 and 17 funding rounds. The grants program builds on capacity and community organisations to deliver services and activities that benefit the broader community and fosters partnerships between community organisations and councils. I recommend to my fellow councillors that we endorse this allocation of community development and arts strategy for 2016-2017.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Goff. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried. Item 13, Corporate Services, 13.1, General Valuation 2016 Return. Do I have a mover?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I rise to urge councillors to adopt this particular valuation, and that is subject to the Auditor General, or Evaluator General, confirming that. Look, every 2 years, the state government require councils to actually go out and value properties within the municipality for rates purposes, and probably the state government wanted every 2 years for land tax purposes because that nets them a lot more money. However, it doesn't net us any more money. But in many ways, we go out every 2 years. It is a bit of a problem sometimes with this because it used to be 4 years, and everyone would look at their valuation and look at it and say, well, gee, I know my house is worth a lot more than that. I'm going to keep my mouth closed. Whereas now, every 2 years, there can be fluctuations, and the market is fluctuating in Manningham. In fact, it's gone up considerably in Manningham. If we think about the average price of a property going up over 30%, that's the average. Some have gone up 45, 46, 48%. Over the particular time, it's 2 years in the area. So that is hugely affecting a number of properties. When we talk about our rates, and the state government have linked rates to 2.5% for this this year at the rate cap, when it is, works through the rating system, means that people with properties that have gone up more than in their area, 30-something percent, their rates are going to rise more than the 2.5%. And for all the properties whose rates of whose properties of values have gone up less than the 30% average, will be paying less, an increase of less than 2.5% on their previous years. And this is going to exacerbate in situations, and if you look at a map of Manningham, and this is going out to the general public tonight, I assume, Mr. Mayor, okay. So if you look at a map of Manningham, you'll actually see that areas in the non-urban area, and in fact, if you take the Mullum Mullum Creek, and there's quite a number of blocks that can't be developed, further developed or whatever, that have already been developed, they have gone up less than the 30%. However, the vast majority of the areas of Doncaster, Templestowe, Bulleen, and Templestowe have gone up more than that. And you don't have to be Einstein to have known that, because you just have to walk around and see what's being sold around the area at the time for where it's going for. So this is used, and we need to do this and get it signed off, because this is used as a basis for calculating rates. Rates in many ways are a tax on the value of a house. And if your house is worth more in a particular area in Manningham than the other houses, you're going to be paying more rates. And if your house is worth less, you're going to be paying less rates. It's not a fee, the rates aren't a fee for service, it's a tax. And it's calculated by a set formula by the government. We can't change that. And I suppose it's pretty unfair, because we will have people that have been sitting on a block of land from many very early years that are now, all for no fault of their own, has gone up, and they'll find their rates rising by a lot more. So the good news is that we've got our valuations in. It's good news that our values are going up. You don't want a situation where the values of the area are going down, because that really is a bad thing for a whole community, and it means probably the end of a community. So that is good news. I suppose the bad thing for council is that commercial properties have only gone up about 18%. So all of the commercial properties will be paying far less, and the burden that comes to Manningham, and it's a perennial burden to Manningham, because Manningham is a dormitory suburb. It's a residential suburb where we don't have shops. I'll ask for an extension, if that's all right.
Just 1 minute.
No, 1 minute. Okay. We don't have factory areas that don't require services. If we had large areas of factories, that would be great. We don't have, although there's some high-rise, we don't have a lot of high-density development in Manningham. And in fact, in the last 2 years, we've added 800 extra dwellings in Manningham. So that means that 800 extra people will share in the cost of raising the rates that we need to raise. So there's eight. So it's divided by a bigger number, so everyone's supposedly paying a little bit less, but they will be paying more. But some of them will be paying less. Some of them certainly will in this. But the thing is, we don't have that, and we don't get government grants. We're totally reliant on residential properties. And being a suburb that is reliant on that, it goes back to the householder and to the value of these properties, and those changes within Manningham is going to have a big effect on some people within Manningham this financial year.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Oh, nothing to add.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? Carried.